Charizard.
Hello.
Welcome in. First of all, thank you for having me. Because this apartment is awesome. Like, this is, if there was ever, by the way, a podcast to watch and not listen to of mine, this is it. Because this studio that we, this is fucking sick. Is it not?
Yeah. I mean, that was the point. I really wanted, like, people's creative prowess to, like, be discovered, expressed, explored. I mean, shout out Jax, he painted the walls, bro. Yes. God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, thank you for having me. Welcome in, Bored But Lazy. Easily my, like, white whale of a guest. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm excited. Okay. First of all, you've been busy lately. I want to just start off with that. Well, you've been busy always, but you've been extra busy lately. Have you not?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, one thing's led to another, but it's like gotten to the point where it's so layered and so deep. It doesn't really make sense. I just be going with it. It's like, I can't really describe it. I mean, you've been seeing it.
Yes.
I mean, I also haven't slept in like 3 days just because of the work. Yeah. But it's like, we lit, you know, wouldn't want to do anything else.
Can we talk about a current project you're working on?
Yeah, which one?
Good point. The one with Colt Shada and Golo, but he's not on the song. It's just Colt.
Yeah, Golo's not on the song. Well, which one?
With Bam Margera.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Colt Shada, Tamboy Miguel.
You're Bam executive Margera. Producer of the song.
What?
You're the executive producer of the song.
I mean, yeah, I guess. that just means like the glue. You know what I mean?
Because it's exactly. Like.
There are the lyricists, there's singers, then you got, like, Since When and Zaba on the beat and, like, engineering it. Yeah. I've just been, like, facilitating everything else. My boy, Spiff Hippie, he's, like, doing the cover work. Mm-hmm. Clover and Mateo, they shot the video. I've, like, kind of been organizing it all, sanctioning it. So it's, like, executive producer doesn't mean, like, you know, more, like, creative, like, making the song, producing the beat. It means just, like, more traditional role, like a producer of a movie where it's like I found the director, I just
okay. How did you get in contact with Bam? I know, but for the people at home, also this can all be edited, but how did this come about?
We just kind of being lit, doing our thing, and a lot of people saw, guess you could say like a lot of the right people saw. People wanted to work. People wanted to make something happen. And it just kind of ended up with all of us in a room with Bam. And we just made a lit song. It was like, you know, people are going to say what they want to say, but like, eh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if they want to hate or like pray on downfalls or like hope for the worst on someone, it's kind of like, I think they're the ones with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think like what we're doing like Mad Valid, especially with Bam, because it's like giving that creative outlet. It's like, letting him express himself, like after he hit those bars, like don't get me wrong, he laid down some disses in it.
Yeah.
But it's like when he got out of that booth, is like he had this like childlike wonder smile. He just felt like you could see how genuinely happy it was. He like got off his chest, and it's like, I guess you want to call him delusional, you don't agree with what he had to say, like I bet, cool, but it's like he felt that way. So I guess if you want to say like sorry you feel that way, you can, but it's like bro really felt that way. Expressed himself. I see nothing wrong with that as art.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, you were a Jackass fan growing up. I've been a Jackass fan for years now. Is it, what's it like being able to work with him, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Bam Margera? Like, even me running into him last night was wild. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, so I mean, there's different degrees of it. So there's like the Jackass portion of it, and don't get me wrong, like I myself am a Jackass. I do dumb shit. I love stunts. Like, you see how I act, what I do. Like, you can probably tell where I got inspiration from.
The Porsche with Lil Pump.
Yeah, we smashed that. But no, it's like more than just Jackass. It's like Bam, bro. Like, really like Beville Bam, his old skate parts. He was in like Grind. He was just like all over back then, and like I was the younger cousin, so I kick with my cousins, they're older, and like that's what they'd be indulging in, you know, because that's what was hip at the time.
Yeah.
So that's like what imprinted on me and definitely the reason I am the way I am today. So yeah. It's kind of beautiful though, because like really full circled. I really think we're kind of pushing the envelope too. It's like, I think we're doing something really lit here. People really trying to doubt, people really trying to say like, this, not that, bet, like whatever, you on the internet, just like consuming yourself with this, talking shit, like bet, like we outside.
What do you say to people? Because it's obvious that Bam's last few years have been highly documented, to say the least. What do you say to people who say he's having a mental breakdown right now?
I mean, I'm gonna keep it like a brick with you.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily speak on the last like few years.
That's fair.
Because it's like anyone else, I have a very limited perspective viewpoint. But like the first time I linked him, it was for like, you know, a significant amount of time. We were up in the studio. And it's like, one, he didn't do drugs. No one gave him drugs. He was like working on writing his lyrics all the time. He'll always sit over there and like just scrawl out lyrics like crazy. And it's like, he really just like, when he focuses on something, he focuses on it. Or he's like working on guitar. He like was doing some guitar riffs for a beat. And then when Shada, he started recording his part, Bam heard that and he just got so hyped. He's like, I need to get in there. And he started just going off in the booth. And it's just like, when I like got home, unpacked, reflected, really thought about that situation critically, it's like, if there wasn't the preconceived notion of bro being like troubled or problematic or like having an addiction or like something like that, I would have just gone in there and like, I would just be like, oh yeah, bro was chill. He's like, could be a little unhinged at time, but who isn't? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like unhinged in like a bad way. It's just like, you know what I mean? He had just some pretty crazy lyrics to say. Not crazy, like spazzy crazy, but like crazy, like, yeah, like. You know what I mean? I was slip inside 10 dudes and it like dick is 10 feet wide, something like that. And I was like, yo, like, but isn't like, I don't know. I feel there's also just a lot of players. Like, I'm definitely probably not the best person to ask about this because, one, I'm not, you know, a professional, nor do I have any credentials or accreditation to judge anyone's mental health or like relationships with substances, so like take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. But compared to us, people I've known, it's just like seemed pretty regular, seemed pretty average. At his worst, it was just kind of like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that, but it was never like a holy fuck. And kind of going off of it, the other thing I realized is like when we've been going on the subreddit,
Let's Talk Bam.
Yeah, Let's Talk Bam. I've been learning a lot of stuff about me, my friends, and everyone.
You're on there a lot.
Yeah, no, like, they be talking about us and saying all this stuff that I didn't even know about myself. I'm just like,
you're a TikToker. This is a TikTok mansion, apparently, right?
No, they allege that, like, I'm a TikToker and that we, like, took him to the Selfie Pop mansion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, don't get me wrong, there's the picture evidence that he was there, but, like, that wasn't us. I was asleep, like, I didn't even know that was a thing. None of us did. Like, that was someone else. But it's just, like, kind of how they be drawing all these connections. Illuminati, like, this means that, so this is that. Like, no correlation versus causation. Jumping to conclusions. Kind of hazardous.
Yeah.
Especially was, like, when the videos started getting leaked from our studio session with him. I mean, you can see we kind of dress alternatively. Like, I got, like, Gucci North Face slides, babe pants. I got, like, the UGG Telfar on. It's, like, just, like, comedically large NYC chain. this no jewel smoking hat. It's, like, my artists, they, like, you know, got spiky hair.
Yeah.
Face tattoos. So it's, like, everyone in the comments and everyone here and there was just, like, oh, well, he's definitely not being sober. And, like, they're just kind of saying all this crazy stuff, just, like, making all these assumptions. It's, like,
meanwhile, you guys are sober. For the right? Or like, do some of you drink? But you don't drink.
I've never drank in my life.
Exactly.
And it's like Gallo, he quit drinking. Yeah. Shada, he drinks, but it's like not problematic, you know what I mean? And it's just like the other thing too is like we're hip to situations, so it's like, you know what I mean, it's kinda like pretty widely known, like, hey, don't do shit in front of Bam and don't give Bam shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's known.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like these people be waking up to go online to like see these headlines or see this and that just to sit there, jump to conclusions and assume the worst or like speak the worst. And it's like kind of doing what I feel is boxing Bam into a narrative. Because like no matter if he, like he could do something good. So like, you know, that night he didn't do any drugs. He didn't make any bad decisions. He used like a form of creative outlet to express himself and like work through emotions and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
And yeah,
even then it was just like there were news outlets, countless people, Instagram pages, just go talking crazy, going crazy, saying all this and that. And it's just like, honestly, if that was like directed at me and that was my life every day, like all these people, all these news outlets, all this, all that, like I could be like, you know, doing whatever. And, you know, oh, there's a picture of me, post, boom. And now it's like all these people are just saying all this shit. They have no relevance to me, no relevance to the situation, weren't there. Just saying all this about me. Like, bro, like, I feel like shit. Like, I would feel lost. I'd feel like there's nothing I could do right. Like, so it's like kind of like, it's so weird how all these people are like, yo, like, can you stop doing that so you can get better? But they're like, I feel like I'm a big part of like what could be holding him back. Like, as I said, like, take this all with a grain of salt. Like, I'm not accredited. I'm not a doctor. Like, I really should not be talking on this. Like, I like, there's a reason I like, you know, make shit viral and I don't like, you know, get people sober, you know, and my therapist, like, yeah.
As much as there are people, and that's very, very fair, where people are trying to box him into this narrative of just he's having an episode or it's a train wreck, or they want to, you know, knock him down to be like, look at, you know, as a spectacle. I do feel like there are a lot of people worried about him, which I feel like is good that you guys are taking measures in place to make sure that he's like, okay, I guess we'll wrap up on Bam and get more to you. But the last question is just, do you guys ever feel the need to be like, I want to protect him if he was having a mental breakdown, to not use him, if you get what I'm saying, for like views, the way that people would talk about Kanye a few months ago?
Yeah,
where it's like he was clearly having some sort of episode and people were using him for views. Does that ever cross your mind of, I don't want to be in the position where I'm using Bam for views, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm gonna just the first part of what you're saying about like, if I think people like, you know, genuinely care, want to help. Unfortunately in this world, is like the reasons people typically care isn't because of who you are or like this or that, but it's because they can benefit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like a lot of the negative narrative is coming from people, individuals, organizations that benefit off the narrative being negative. Like, I mean, if you saw an article or like an Instagram post where it's like, Bam Margera, happy, smiling, and not doing drugs.
Yeah, that's not nearly as...
like, would you shit on your story? Like, but if you see some crazy headline, just like, wait, what? Like, so it's like one media, news, all this propaganda, it's starting trouble to like cause a rise, get people to react. It's like why the news is so sad. It's like, if they were like, oh my God, like five kittens got adopted today, like no one really cares. But it's like, a dude killed five cats, five of his neighbor's cats. Like, you know what I mean? People are like, what? Like, it's easier to piss people off, make people upset, like invoke anger, controversy, than like have someone do something or care because of like them being genuine. So it's like, there are people that care. There are a lot of people that care. But then there's a lot of people that care for the wrong reason and unfortunately have more power, say. And it's all about positioning. Much like a coin, there's two sides to a story. And it's like, it's pretty easy to manipulate shit. It's like, you just got to make this thing look a certain way, because it's like, think about it, we're humans. We live our life every day. We make decisions and engage situations going off of like our memories and former situations we've been in. So if it's not something we've experienced, we are like going to come to the most simple conclusion or just assume the alternative cannot happen. So it's like, you know, if a ton of people are like, oh, this man is mentally unwell, a rational person is going to be like, okay, if multiple people say he's unwell, that would mean he's unwell. But now if all these people were in cahoots because they could benefit, it's like, man, I just got finessed. I'm not saying that's exactly what's happening here, but like what I'm saying is like, can't really believe anything. It's like, usually when I feel someone's telling me anything, good or bad, it's subconscious propaganda in a sense, you know what I mean? They want me to do, think, feel, care some type of way. Like, you really gotta understand why someone's saying it, not what they're saying, but why they're saying it.
Yeah.
So then going back to the next thing, like, yeah, I'm gonna cap. It's like, this is like one of those kind of unique situations, because it's like, Bam is a grown adult. He's pretty much twice my age, you know what I mean? Can I really sit here and be all like, I know better than him, or like, is my job to protect
him? You're not his parent either. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just like, don't get me wrong, if I saw him like about to like do something hectic, like I don't even know, like let's say for some reason he had like a fork and he was like slowly pushing it towards an outlet, like I don't think he would do that. But that was just like, so in my hallway over there, there's like an outlet that looks like someone literally shoved some piece of metal in it trying to kill themselves. So that's why I thought of that.
Before you moved here?
We can show them a video. Yeah. It's literally right outside my door. Like, cut that in.
Yeah,
the video just like
I'll splice
outlet.
It in.
But yeah, I'd be like, oh, don't do that, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not like I'd be like, oh, man, like, he's looking at this website. Oh, man, people look at that website. Like,
yeah,
that shit, like, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, sitting here, like, tweaking or doing that. It's like, people are going to do what they're going to do. And sometimes the best way to help, and really the only way to help, is like to do nothing. In a sense, it's like this kind of weird counterintuitive situation, because it's like, if I help someone some type of way, that would start creating a dependency. So then it's like, if I don't do it, they're not going to do it. Or like, you know, so it's like, I'm setting it up for disaster either way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just kind of better to like, let's do its thing. But like, our main priority before anything else was just like creating a safe, sober environment to make art, music, and memories. And I really feel that's like what we did.
Beautiful.
Is like,
that's a good place to end it. And that's enough about Bam, honestly.
Five more things real quick.
Yeah.
It's like, don't get me wrong, there's been stuff that's like happened or been said that like, I could go post anywhere or like sell to like a news outlet.
To TMZ or XYZ.
Yeah, but it's just like,
Daily Mail.
There's two kinds of people we don't talk to. The police and news reporters, like, they don't need to know our business.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I would like to think if you looked at our stuff versus other people's stuff, there's more of a clear distinction. And then also, I feel like how the great lengths we're going to like do the song right, to really like have the effect Bam wants it to have, and then just like make it the best thing it can be. Cause it's like, you know what I mean? We could have like went in there, he could have thrown his vocals on, and we could have thrown some shitty vocals on that and just post on the cloud, and boom, like Bam Margera feature, this, that, blah, 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 pay at rap, you know what I mean? And just kind of do the clout churn. But it's like, I don't know, it's like, this is art, and it's like, I'm not really concerned about making money here, like, at all. It's not been a single thought that's come across my mind. It's like, why make money? It's kind of lame. Money's not even real. It's like, fuck, what am I going to do with money? It's more about just, like, memories, having fun times. It's like, I think, like, one of the really profound moments for me is, like, the artists, Shada, Gallo, and Miguel, like, they're all not from this country. I flew them in from Australia and New Zealand. And just, like, this sparkle in their eye. This, like, just, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel it made them feel, like, good. Like, it's like a memory. It's, like, a lifelong memory. You know what I mean? It's, like, I'm never going to forget any of this. I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to forget. It's, like,
forget this.
Think about last night when you briefly saw him, like, in the hallway.
2 seconds. And I was like, Gave him a nod. He gave me a nod back. I mean, he is a human. That's why I like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We treat
it's like
him
we
like got to
stop treating him like a zoo animal.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say here. Like, people don't get that distinction. People are kind of fried with the internet and don't realize, like, the internet's shadow of real life. And it's like, people are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, project soon, video soon, viral.
This is going to get tens of millions of views.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, this is going to go gold. I'm going to make this go gold. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of going to be lame. This is kind of like what I was saying earlier about, like, the doing right here. It's like, I'm not going to, like, you know, put all this time into a project, then let alone, like, you know, have Bam trust us with the project and then, like, everything for it to not perform. It's like, if this doesn't go gold, like, pretty ASAP, like, that's a fail. And I'm not going to let people down like that. Like, nah.
There we go.
It's like, also, I feel like this could be like a good chance to help people see that like Bam is like not what some of the bad actors want you to think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can start changing the narrative to not be boxing him into this like situation. If you know what I mean? Because it's like, I remember there's a poll on the subreddit where it's like there's four options and like one is, well, the question was, where is Bam going to be in a year? And the very first, like, choice was dead. And it's just, like...
It's fucked up.
Seeing that when you, like, do the poll, and a majority, like, a sickening majority selected the first option, it's not even worth mentioning the other three options. Like, don't get me wrong, I voted for one of those, but
famous
just, like,
rapper, and then...
Famous rapper, sober, and
fighting Johnny Knoxville.
No, knocking Johnny Knoxville out, even with his, fucked up moneymakers. So, you know what I mean? It's really fucked up to put the dead one as a choice and then all these people just kind of vote for that.
Maybe it was deadbeat dad, but still. Even a lot of people talk about his mortality openly.
Was it? I thought it was dead. Someone told me it was dead.
It might have been deadbeat, but I think it could have been dead.
I don't know. But this is
nevertheless, like, people do talk about.
The same people that are saying we're clout chasing are the ones that are like
preying on his downfall.
Yeah, and like making shit like that for attention. So it's like an oxymoron, you know? It's kind of fucked. But it is fucked.
But song coming out.
Song soon.
Video
soon.
Shot last night.
Yeah, video went crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
Yeah, song coming out. Do you have a date? I don't know when I'm going to post this. Do we have a preliminary date?
We have tentative plans to perform it at a 4th of July party for a famous skater.
Like, okay. Very cool.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong.
That we are recording this on the 2nd of July.
2nd of July. Cover art's almost done. Going to do the final mix tonight, hopefully. Then, you know, get the distro going good, get the rollout going good, ideally by the end of the week, but like it's not something to rush, like, you know what I mean?
No,
that's kind of like why no one even knew we were in the studio with Bam for, I think, what was it, like 4 or 5 days?
I saw you post.
It was like there's the few leaked things on like Reddit and some Instagram pages, but it was all Bam seen in studio making diss track, and it's like, yeah, you could kind of low-key see us in the background, but like no one was looking at us, they're all looking at Bam. And then it's like, no, that's when we had the announcement for it, where it was like, hey, soon, you know what I mean?
The Shotta video, it was the one that went like viral.
Yeah, we posted just like
a snippet.
Yeah, because it was like time to start hyping it, you know what I mean? We got to a point where it's like, we were very confident in what it was because we had a long discussion about it. Like, is this ethical? Is this right? Because of like, we saw the diss track post, where it was like, you know, just like, what's it called when people just kind of say stuff?
What do you mean?
It's when people just be speculation.
Speculation.
Yeah, we saw the speculation in the comments to that without like any context to the video. So it kind of like fucked with us because we're all like, we set out good intentions. Like we thought we did something really good. But then to see like all those people like kind of mad, we're like, is this wrong? Is this bad? And then we like, you know, made sure to like really do this right, do this correct, like not do this to where it is like a clout chase or like, you know, malicious intent. Like, it's like, I don't know. Last time we were shooting the video, Bam was super excited to see us again. He was really excited to film the video. He's really excited for the video to come out. And it's just like, you know, when he's with us, I see a lot of smiling and not a lot of...
He seemed in good spirits
for
the
headline. Yeah, you saw him.
Bam Margera in good spirits. I can co-sign
that
as well.
Yeah, exactly. Real shit. But yeah, well, before we move on, one last time. I'm not a mental health specialist. I'm not a doctor. I have no accreditation. I didn't even go to college. Like, you should really not listen to anything I have to say. Like,
anyway,
the music video fire, the song fire, viral, but like,
it's good. It is good. All right, what's the song called?
Well, oh, Feel Like Bam.
Feel Like Bam.
Yeah.
Potentially soon. This will come out the same day. I've decided.
Lit.
This will come out the same day as Feel Like
Yo,
Bam.
Jack